Atmospheric Thermal Emission Effect on Chandrasekhar's Finite Atmosphere Problem, by Soumya Sengupta. The solutions of the diffuse reflection finite atmosphere problem are very useful in the astrophysical context. Chandrasekhar was the first to solve this problem analytically, by considering atmospheric scattering. These results have wide applications in the modeling of planetary atmospheres. However, they cannot be used to model an atmosphere with emission. We solved this problem by including thermal emission effect along with scattering. Here, our aim is to provide a complete picture of generalized finite atmosphere problem in presence of scattering and thermal emission, and to give a physical account of the same. For that, we take an analytical approach using the invariance principle method to solve the diffuse reflection finite atmosphere problem in the presence of atmospheric thermal emission. We established the general integral equations of modified scattering function S, tau, mu, phi, mu zero, phi zero, transmission function T, tau, mu, phi, mu zero, phi zero, and their derivatives with respect to tau for a thermally emitting atmosphere. We customize these equations for the case of isotropic scattering and introduce two new functions V, mu, and W, mu, analogous to Chandrasekhar X, mu, and Y, mu, functions respectively. We also derive a transformation relation between the modified ST functions and give a physical account of V, mu, and W, mu, functions. Our final results are consistent with those of Chandrasekhar at low emission limit, i.e. only scattering. From the consistency of our results, we conclude that the consideration of thermal emission effect in diffuse reflection finite atmosphere problem gives more general and accurate results than considering only scattering. This was Atmospheric Thermal Emission Effect on Chandrasekhar's Finite Atmosphere Problem, by Soumya Sengupta.